You're listening to KZSU, Stanford. Oh, no. Wait, oh. Okay. No, that's not the sound. This is definitely not what I had in mind. This is a Cranky Kid show.
We of the planet Moo have no more milk. We must have milk or we will perish.
This just in. All milk in New York City has disappeared. The mayor is furious. A full investigation is now underway. From Wall Street, Starbucks stock is falling steadily.
Reporting here in the Midwest. Elementary schools cannot find any milk. Mothers everywhere are starting to panic. The question everyone is asking, why bake cookies anymore?
The entire West Coast is milkless, and the cows look confused. A Hooves Across America movement has started.
An emergency meeting at the United Nations has just started, and there are no cappuccinos in sight. Italy threatens to withdraw.
Babies are crying. Cereal executives are falling out of windows left and right, right and left. Panic!
This is a job for the men in milk, dairy defenders.
Milk is disappearing from all over the world.
We must find the mayor.
Tell us, Madam Mayor, what has your investigation uncovered?
Which one?
Concerning the milk.
Where's the milk?
Well, now, that depends on what your definition of milk is. But let me say this about that now. However you define milk, and if whatever you define as milk has in fact disappeared, then I want to say that no one in my administration had anything to do with it, if it happened. Otherwise, in response to your question, we are making great progress. We have formed a task group, which has formed a working group, which will be reporting directly to me as mayor. I will then report to you. I can tell you that much now.
Right. Thank you. You've been a great help.
Yes, we can always count on your office to clarify things and move things along.
You're welcome.
Now that was useless. Got any more bright ideas?
How about the East Side Twins? Well, they always have info.
Well, speak of the devil.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? What you want with the East Side Twins?
Yeah, what you want?
The milk is gone.
So we heard.
Yeah, so we heard.
Well, do you know anything about it?
Who, us?
Yeah, who, us?
Is there an echo in here?
Listen, we might know something and we might not.
Yeah, we might and we might not.
Well?
This is about the milk, right?
Yeah, the milk.
We don't know nothing. We're lactose intolerant.
So we don't care, see? See you around.
Yeah, see you around.
Another brilliant idea.
The cows are still here.
We'll go to the cows.
Who has been stealing all your milk?
Moo Men.
Whoop-de-doo, we're off.
By the way.
Nice hair.
Stop the car. There's an interplanetary milk conference going on downtown.
Moo Men always attend milk shows.
Right, but how will we ever pick them out of the crowd?
They will never suspect us disguised as Italian dairy scientists.
Yes, and soon we will have all their milk.
Not so fast.
Yeah, not so fast.
We heard every word. Who are you?
Buongiorno, we're Italians.
Yes, I mean, see, buongiorno, we are Italian dairy scientists.
If that's true, then how do you say milk in Italian?
Just as we thought, Moo Men.
We did? When did we think that?
Don't you remember, in the car?
Aren't you a little young to be driving?
And sure?
Shut up!
Okay.
That's it. We're taking you back to Planet Moo.
But we'll die without milk.
We'll go with you.
What are those?
Cows, you idiots. Where do you think milk comes from?
Supermarkets.
Take these cows and go home.
Yeah, and take a biology teacher with you.
Another disaster averted by the men in milk. Dairy defenders.
And I know just the biology teacher they should take.
That was Men in Milk, Dairy Defenders, Chapter 1.
Hello? Yes, we can come over. What seems to be the problem?
Okay, right. We're on our way.
What's up?
It's a new bookstore downtown. They say some of their titles are changing and things are getting a bit cheesy.
Cheesy?
Yeah, cheesy.
As in cheap?
You got me. But just hearing them use that word makes me cringe.
This is a job for the Men in Milk. Dairy Defenders.
Quick, pull over. That space is open.
Okay.
Did you see the license plate of the car that just pulled away?
No, silly. I was busy driving.
It said, eat cheese or die.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like someone who's serious about their fromage.
Come on, let's get into the store and find out what's going on.
Good evening. May I help you in any way?
Yeah, we got a call that something funny was going on. Are you the manager?
No, the manager is right over here.
Oh, thank goodness you've arrived. Come, just come and look at what's happening.
Look at these books.
Cyrano de Camembert?
A Tale of Two Cheeses?
Gone with the Cheese?
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Cheese?
Swiss Cheese Family Robinson?
Moby Cheese?
The Old Man and the Cheese?
The Three Musketeers?
Yes, titles everywhere seem to be mutating into some cheese form. And come over here, in the video section. Look.
Cheesy Hollow?
Cheese Wars?
Scream Cheese?
Children of the Cheese?
Dr. String Cheese?
Cheezilla?
The Gouda Father Parts 1, 2, and 3.
Titan Cheese.
American Cheese Beauty.
You see? And at the registers, the sign now reads that we accept Master Cheese, Visa, and Feta Express.
What is going on?
I don't know, but it all sounds like a pattern to me, and I can only think of one person to ask.
You mean?
Exactly. Belle Pays. She runs the most influential underground head cheese shop around. Belle Pays, how nice to see you again. Tell us, have you noticed any increase in your business?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I got a big order in this morning for some seeds.
What kind of seeds?
Seeds to plant. Said they want to grow some gorgonzolas. Would I please get the seeds for them? They want them delivered to this address.
The Ricotta Inn, 25 Fondue Lane in the town of Port Salut.
Sounds like someone's trying to change the face of our planet.
Yeah, first the cultural and entertainment stuff, and now the plants too.
I think we better go over to the Ricotta Inn and see who wants these seeds.
Yes?
How do you do? We understand that you are planning to grow some gorgonzolas in your garden. Is this true?
Why, yes, it is true, but I haven't gotten the seeds yet.
How did you find out about these seeds?
Why, in this new gardening catalog, Fromaggio with Me. I found it in my mailbox just last week.
Can I see that, please?
Certainly. There are lots of nice products to grow. If the gorgonzolas come up nice, I'm going to plant some fontinas and chevres next.
Look here! What? The barcode in the back! Ever seen anything like that before?
No, I don't think so. Wait a minute. Yes, I have. It was on there.
Hush. Thank you, ma'am. We'll be running along now.
You're welcome.
So, the Moo Men have returned.
Yes, and apparently they want to make this planet into an exact replica of theirs. Planet Moo.
What are we going to do?
Stop them, of course.
Well, duh, but how are we going to do it?
The same way you stop any hostile takeover. You find the source and remove it. We have to get back to the bookstore.
The bookstore? Okay, what gives? Why are we back here in the bookstore?
Didn't you notice the two salespeople who were hovering around us when the manager was showing us the cheesy books and videos?
Yes, what about them?
Well, one was named Jack, and the other was named Colby. How much do you want to bet that their last names are Cheddar and Longhorn?
There they are!
Wait up, you two!
Why? What do you want from us?
Who are you?
We are salespeople for this store.
That's right, just your typical average bookstore clerk.
If that's true, then what's slush?
What?
Slush. It's when people go to the register with a book and then decide not to buy it.
Yeah.
And then they just leave it at the register?
Yeah.
Well, people who work at bookstore registers call these books slush. And if these two really worked here, they'd know that.
Just as we thought, you're Moo Men.
Run for it.
They're headed for the back door.
After them. Rats, they're getting away.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They've just flown off, and we are still here standing on the ground. I don't know about you, but from where I come from, that's called getting away.
You know, for someone who notices little name tags, you sure are blind to the big stuff.
What do you mean?
That airship was ours.
The Dairy Defender dirigible?
The one and only.
Oh well.
Another disaster averted by the Men in Milk. Dairy Defenders.
Do you think I could get a copy of Gone with the Cheese? Okay, never mind.
That was Men in Milk, Chapter 2, Night of the Living Cheese.
Stanford Parking and Transportation Services asks,
is having a good hair day worth a very real risk of paralysis, permanent brain damage, or death if you're involved in a crash on your bike?
Bike helmets reduce head trauma in the event of a collision by up to 85%. Love your brain, wear a helmet. Learn more by visiting bike.stanford.edu.
And now, everyone, it's
time for cows!
From England to America, today we're talking about the Milking Devon.
You came from Devonshire, England?
Yes, yes I did.
To the Plymouth Colony in 1623?
Yes, yes, that's what they tell me.
You were the first importation of cows from Britain into what is now America. Is that correct?
As far as I know, yes, that is correct. They wanted a draft animal, something that could pull.
Yet in England, you are renowned for your speed, intelligence, strength, willingness to work, and this is very important, your ability to prosper on coarse forage in a wide range of climates.
Well, being a cow from Britain, I was used to coarse food. The Plymouth Colony was a bit short on fancy feed, if you know what I mean, and anything other than damp and foggy was an improvement.
Your horns.
My horns.
They look... Well, they look pointed. I do apologize.
For what? They are very pointed. Nothing to apologize for, I must say.
Do you think...
Do I think what?
Do you think...
Think that my horns might have been part of the reason I fell out of favor with the Americans? Listen, I was a triple-purpose stock. None could surpass me for draft work back then. My milk was good for cream and cheese making, and my carcass developed into fine beef on poor forage, as you've already pointed out.
Then what do you think happened?
Happened, as in why did I not become the best cow in America today?
Yes, I guess that's one way of putting it.
Listen, no one wants a beast that can do too many things. It complicates their little minds too much.
Ah, yes, I see what you mean.
We Milking Devons are a medium-sized, triple-purpose breed that is adapted to survive on low-quality, high-forage diet under severe climatic conditions. We are healthy, long-lived, and thrive on good care and management.
Yes, I see. You are too generally useful to make an impact in these specialized times.
You said it, I didn't...
This is a Cranky Kid Show.
How long have they been standing in front of the dairy section?
About 2 hours, I'd say. One of my employees, Philip, from Produce, was the first to notice them while stacking the zucchinis. After a while, they started swaying and sort of mumbling.
It is hypnotizing. It is hypnotizing. It is hypnotizing.
That's when we got nervous and called you people.
It's a good thing you did. They might be Moo Men from Planet Moo.
This is a job for the Men in Milk, Dairy Defenders.
What do you think we should do?
Ask them a simple question and see if they stammer. Excuse me, but could you point out the half and half to me?
Stay where you are. We have you surrounded.
We don't have them surrounded. There's only two of us.
Run for it.
After them.
Watch out for the wet spot in front of the... Whoa. Eggs. I knew I shouldn't have put that display there.
Ow, that hurt. And they got away.
Well, they wouldn't have if you weren't so literal.
But it's just so outrageous when you exaggerate like that. We have you surrounded. I mean, really.
Excuse me?
What?
Can we get back to the problem of the swaying Moomin?
Right. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, it seems we have a little problem with fleeing at the moment. Well, our other agents have confirmed that they are definitely Moomin. Any further activity?
11 stores have reported the Moomin staring and swaying in front of their dairy sections.
Are all of them supermarkets?
Of course. When's the last time you saw a dairy section in a clothing store?
Hey, they have coffee shops and bookstores now. Who knows what the next brilliant idea for selling messy food with sustainable merchandise will be?
Good point.
So what have the Moomin done besides the swaying?
Nothing, as far as anyone can tell.
You mean they just sort of become hypnotized until someone chases them away?
So far.
This is highly suspicious. They must be up to something.
It has been too long.
We must keep trying.
But it has been too long. We will be punished for not finding the right one.
The Dairy Queen needs us. We must keep trying.
Yes, yes, our queen needs us. You are right.
For the Dairy Queen of Planet Moo, our search continues.
Where are they? Where are they? It has been forever, and still they have not returned.
But, Your Majesty, it has been terribly hard for them to find the right one. They tell us there are many, many different varieties. The one you so desperately need has yet to be found.
They must find it. Time is running out, and it is the only thing that will save me.
There are so many.
7 ounce, 15 ounce, real light, 33% more free, sweetened.
All purpose, instant, fat-free, non-dairy.
Non-dairy, how can that be?
We will never find it.
We are doomed.
Moo-hoo-hoo. Moo-hoo-hoo.
Now what?
They found them on the floor of a quick market, weeping by the ice cream section.
Where are they now?
Upstairs, slapping their heads with their hoof hands. They're moving so high you'd think there was a helium duct underneath them.
They need help. Come on, let's see what we can do.
Jeez, I never thought that we'd try to help the Moomin with anything, other than getting back to the planet Moo.
Okay, okay already. Enough with the noise. Tell us what's the matter.
Yeah, talk now or we'll ship you back to Planet Moo in the next flight out.
No!
Then spit it out.
What is the matter?
We have no choice. We must trust them.
Yes, you are right. Help us! Help our queen, the Dairy Queen of Planet Moo.
Goodbye!
No wonder they were going crazy trying to find that stuff. They don't sell it in supermarkets. You have to special order it from the catalog of that gourmet dairy outfit in Wisconsin.
I think we should alert the satellite companies that their transmissions are causing the weirdest problems.
Why?
Don't you think it's a bit strange that the Dairy Queen of Planet Moo has become hooked on watching cooking shows beamed in from Earth?
I think you're being a little too judgmental.
Excuse me?
She obviously wants to expand her horizons.
What? Hey, wait a minute. You watch those cooking shows too, don't you?
So what if I do?
I don't know. I just didn't think anyone, other than the people on public television, actually did that sort of thing.
You mean you never cook?
No.
It is too late. All the high officials are here. I am ruined.
Wait, Your Majesty. I hear a knock from the hidden door, known to only your most trusted servants.
It is us. We have returned.
Are we in time?
Have you brought forth to me the fabled foaming froth of the faraway planet?
We have, Your Majesty.
Oh, thank Hathor. My dinner party will be the hit of the season. No one on Planet Moo has ever tasted a whipped topping such as this. You've done well, my servants.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
What's that you're holding?
It's a message from the Moomin thanking us for our help. The Queen has rewarded them with as many milk baths as they want. They want to know if we'd like to have some of them sent here.
Yikes. I don't think so. Tell them thanks, but no thanks.
You know, if they take baths in milk, what do you think they would do with...
Would do with what?
Do with any extra that gourmet whipped cream in a can we sent them home with.
I thought you said you didn't cook.
I don't.
Another disaster averted by the men in milk. Dairy Defenders.
I was just asking.
That was Men in Milk, Chapter 3, The Dairy Queen.
We haven't any time to waste.
What's happening?
The Otzma Cameron Dairy has reported some suspicious activity.
What activity?
Well, it seems the three blind mice in their barn have taken up instruments and formed a jazz trio.
So what's wrong with that? It sounds like a good way to pass the time when you're a blind rodent living in a barn.
Yes, but the only song they've learned to play is Mood Indigo, and now all the milk is turning blue.
This is a job for the men in milk.
Dairy defenders.
Wow, this is some fancy herringbone milking parlor they have here at this dairy. And take a look at the cows. I've never seen cows look like this before.
That's because you're used to seeing the most common dairy breeds in America, which in this story means Ayrshire, Brown Swiss, Guernsey, Holstein, Jersey, and milking Shorthorn.
Okay, so what kind of cows are these?
Piedmontese.
And what kind of cows are those?
Italian. They have a very rich milk that's used for specialty cheeses like Gorgonzola.
They look so buff, though. I mean, they have huge, well-defined necks and shoulder muscles.
Yes, well, they're also used for beef, which is marketed as a premium product. A phrase which means, you pay big bucks for very thin slices on a small salad plate.
Excuse me, but are you both here about the milk?
Yes, we are. Where's the milk?
Follow me. It's right over here next to the bulk tank.
Which here means a giant refrigerated stainless steel cylinder used to store milk before the milk truck comes and gets it.
Wait, it's gone.
The bulk tank?
No, silly, the blue milk. I had it right here in a milk pail. Where'd the blue milk go?
Now that was interesting. We search all over the dairy, finally find the blue milk, only to be told by the owner that it's being produced on purpose for some new specialty cheese.
And its blue color has nothing to do with the three blind mice and their lack of repertoire, a word which here means they need to learn more than one song to make it as a dance band.
We should get going.
Wait, don't go.
Now what?
Why? What's happening?
Well, the first one was Tom Brulé. She's a French Bayonet from the mountains.
Oh?
She had a beef with Congress over dairy subsidies. She was on her way to Washington when we heard the latest copy of the Congressional Record hit her on the head, and we haven't heard from her since.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And then there's Maribou, our Danish Red. She was going to Denmark to see some family, and then on to Paris for a fashion show. They say she got kidnapped by the Gucci Gucci goons. Last we heard, she'd been made into a series of handbags, and is now on a shelf at Beaumarchais.
Which, in this story, means she's literally beside herself.
Wow, that's really unfortunate.
There's more.
No!
Yes, my best cow, Sage Derby. She's a little Dexter from Ireland, left yesterday from Hollywood. She said she has a part in some movie, which is strange because she can't act worth beans, a phrase which means not very well.
This is suspicious.
Yes, very suspicious. Have they all been using the same travel agent?
Why, yes. Sonoma Jack and his pepper planes have been flying them everywhere.
You said they were lured. A verb which means to attract by temptation.
Yes, it was Sonoma Jack who suggested each trip. Tom Brulé believed she could make Congress understand logic.
That's an unfortunate belief.
Maribou was interested in Danish fashions.
Possibly an unfortunate sight.
And Sage Derby fancied herself a great thespian.
A phrase which in this story means a cow wanting everyone to pay attention to her every moo.
Even more unfortunate for the audience.
We must go to Hollywood and find Sage Derby.
Tickets, tickets, please hand me your tickets.
Step forward, everyone. The movie tour is about to begin. Please take your seats on the transporter.
Take your seats. Do not leave them behind.
What did the ticket taker just say?
Something about behind our seats.
No, I mean the word transporter. Who on earth would call this bus a transporter?
Unless they're from...
another planet. Those two are Moomin from the planet Moo.
You're right. After them.
Run for it.
That was very close. How did they know us Moomin were here?
Perhaps our plan to blend in with the movie business has been compromised. A word which here means been on the news and watched by everyone.
We must find Sonoma Jack, the cleverest agent from the planet Moo.
Yes, we must find him.
You'll know what together we should do next. Moomin, together for the planet Moo.
So, my little Dexter cow, are you ready to be in the movies?
Yes, oh yes. This is so exciting. Ever since I read the first Harry Provolone book, I've seen myself starring as Hermione Gruyere. When the first movie came out...
The Sorcerer's Sapsago.
Yes, that one. I was so impressed, but I thought I could do a better job than the actress they chose for the part. And then they made The Chamber of Stilton.
Followed by The Prisoner of Asiago.
Yes, yes. And now the Fondue Pot of Fire is out, and they've still kept her in that pot, even though I know I could do better.
Well, now's your chance. I hear she's fallen ill. Lost her voice while doing a radio reading of The Velveeta Rabbit.
I know. I'm so excited. If you hadn't come out to the dairy to tell me that the pot was now open for the next in the Harry Provolone series, a phrase which here means the fifth book you could squash a pumpkin with.
You mean The Order of the Parmigiano, of course. Yes, it'll be a great movie with you now in the part. Now if you'll just sign here.
And knowing that this contract guarantees that I'll also be in Harry Provolone and the Half-Baked Brie makes all this traveling worth it.
Yes, now if you'll just sign here.
Why are we out here?
Dairy Defender Headquarters has located a ship from the planet Mu. It's on top of Mesa Queso Blanco.
That's the perfect landing spot for a spaceship. Why didn't we see it before?
Because we're in Hollywood, and there usually aren't any mesas in Hollywood to see.
Except on this old set from the last of the Cheese Wars movies, Revenge of the Stinking Bishop.
Yeah, that was okay. But Return of the Jarlsberg was my favorite.
Mine too.
They will never suspect us of using this old movie set for landing our ship.
Yes, and soon we will have collected enough fancy cows to fill our new creamery. A phrase which here means tricked into coming to the planet Moo and work like slaves for utterly nothing.
Sonoma Jack has arrived.
He looks happy.
Fellow Moo men, how good to see you. The cows are ready. They've hoofed it onto the ship already.
Moo hoo, we have succeeded.
Not so fast.
Yeah, not so fast.
We heard every word.
Well, that isn't very surprising since the acoustics around this place are very hot. Which here means louder than a Las Vegas casino in full swing.
Listen, you can't take these cows to the planet Moo.
Oh, yes we can. See? Here are all the contracts with all the proper hoof prints in place. Each one has agreed to come with us.
So the other two unfortunate cows are not as unfortunate as everyone thinks back on the Otzma Cameron Dairy?
Oh no, Tom Brûlé, the French Baronet cow, wants to have her own satellite talk radio show on the political movements. Maribo, the Danish red cow, wants to design cow wear for those who really appreciate it, which here means the movement on the planet Moo.
It is very hard to get attractive outerwear on Moo.
Very.
And Sage Derby, that cute little Dexter from Ireland, wants to act in our movies.
Let me see those contracts.
Look at the fine print.
And they will work all weekday lunches and double shifts every weekend for tips only.
Hey, these are waiter contracts for working in the Moo Diner.
And everyone knows that Moomin don't tip.
Run for it.
Well, that was close. Good thing we got those cows off that Moo ship and then voided those contracts. A phrase which here means ripped them to shreds and threatened the Moomin with time in the Dairy Defender Detention Center.
Yes, there's nothing like the prospect of cleaning out manure pits while in manacles to make the Moo men see the error of their ways, a phrase which here means, go home and stop trying to steal our fancy foreign cows. Another disaster averted by the Men in Milk,
Dairy Defenders.
So who's going to replace the actress who plays Hermione Grierre in the Harry Provolone series?
I don't know. I just hope they don't get a quark.
What's a quark?
A cow with no personality.
That was Men in Milk, Chapter 4, A Series of Unfortunate Cows. This brings us to the end of the Cranky Kids Radio Show. Information about Cranky Kids can be found at crankykids.com. That's cranky with a K, crankykids.com. Until the next time, everyone stay well and do have fun. Bye now.